joined on the teleconference by Arkansas head coach Mike Anderson. Razorbacks are 23-11 overall. They got a number 7 seed in the NCAA tournament and will play number 10 Butler in Detroit on Friday. Ask a question of Coach Anderson first. Star 1 now. Coach, while we wait on questions, can you give us a few comments on your team entering the NCAA tournament?
Well, first of all, we're excited to have an opportunity to represent the SEC. And as everyone has seen, the SEC has got 8 teams headed that direction for the NCAA, which hadn't been done, you know, in quite a while. I don't think it's ever been done. So that's a testament to, you know, I think the guy that started the narrative on this here is Commissioner Sly, and of course, Greg Sankey and all the commitment that they've made in bringing in Dan Leibovich as well as Mike Trangese. And what, I think what is a commitment by our coaches as well, you know, in terms of the caliber of coaches we have in our league. And you got to remember, recruiting takes place too. But now, the narrative now is to take it to the next level. And that is, let's go and let's do some damage in this NCAA tournament. So, but we're excited playing against the Butler team. That's an outstanding coach by Coach Jordan Lavelle. Jordan, his first year, did a tremendous job. A Martin kid that has averaged almost 20 points a game here in the last few games. And one thing about Butler, they got tradition, and they're used to playing in the tournament. So it should be a great, great ball game. Two teams that are fighting to survive in advance.
Our first question is from Nate Allen of Nate Allen Sports Service.
And King with Martin in particular, just what kind of player is he? What problems are he?
Could you repeat that, Nate? I didn't hear you. I didn't hear the first part.
On Martin, just kind of what kind of player is he? What talent does he present?
Well, he's a player very much kind of like the Schofield kid at Tennessee. He can create his own shot. He can score. He's 6'7". Real, real crafty with the basketball. He can rise up and shoot the three-point shot. Shoot at a pretty good clip. He's automatic from the free throw line. And as I say, he's averaging over 20 points a game with that basketball team. And so, but he's one of those guys that you got to inside and outside. So you got to be attentive of where he is. He's going to get his points, and so you got to limit the other guys. But he's one of the top players in the Big East and one of the better players in the country.
Butler got comparable to anything you compare them with in the SEC as far as style or that type of thing?
I think they get up and down the floor. I mean, people may look at them, but they're a team that spread you and they shoot the basketball. I mean, you think about Auburn. You know, Auburn probably plays a little quicker, but very similar in terms of, you know, they're going to get layups, so they're going to get the three-point shots. All their guys, they open the floor up and they get to the free throw lines, and they shoot at a high clip, almost 80% from the free throw line. So it's a team that's going to be fundamental. They're going to be solid, and the teams play hard. I think it's one of those teams that's a blue-collar team that, and I think you'd probably even say like Tennessee. So it's a team that they play well together. They got great depth. Guys come off the bench. Jorgensen, the third lead scorer, comes off that bench. So they probably have 6 or 7 starters on that basketball team. So it's a deep team and a very well-coached team.
Thank you.
Okay.
Next is Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Yeah, the Butler coach, Lavelle Jordan, I guess he was a Michigan assistant when you guys played them here and up in Ann Arbor. I know, obviously, you had totally different players now, but the fact he's gone against your system, do you think, how do you think that might impact the game and his preparation?
I did have this team ready to play. It's funny because, you know, at the PK80, we had little coaches get together, and he and I had a chance to sit down for about 20 minutes and just picking my brains about what we do and how we do it. So, and it's ironic that we have an opportunity to play each other. So, but he'll have his team prepared, as you alluded to. Michigan came up here, and many years ago we played them, and then we went up there and played them there. So, it's a different time, different year, but he's had some outstanding guard play. The Baldwin kid is very, very good. And as I said, the Jorgensen kid is a very, very good player. The Thompson kid, I mean, so it's his team is very, very well balanced, and that's what I like about his team. And they play hard. They play hard and play together defensively. They're very, very sound.
Had you met him before? before you talked to him in Portland, and are you worried you gave him any of your?
No, we were just talking in general. I think it was just more, you know, it's because I think he was at Milwaukee for maybe a year. You know, he's removed from Michigan to Milwaukee, and then of course he's back at, I think, his alma mater where he played at, and so I'm sure it's a great honor for him, and he's done a fantastic job there.
Are you worried you told him anything about your team you wish you hadn't now that
No, I don't have no secrets, Bob. There are no secrets, man. The game is played on the floor, and it's played by